You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest coming to us again from Pōneke, Wellington. Last time I talked to them, it was about an EP they put out, which had one of my favourite tracks of last year, Follow Me. It was very, very house-themed, and now we are looking at a new EP from this artist. It's called Echoes and Embers. We have Lococo on the line here to talk about this new EP. Good morning to you, mate. How are we?
I'm good. Kia ora talofa. How's it going?
It's going pretty groovy, man. It's going pretty groovy. Last time we spoke, you were in the process of moving from Tamaki Makaurau to Pōneke, Wellington, and you said it's definitely a slower pace of life. Do you think you're embracing that to the fullest extent?
Yes, although I catch myself out trying to move quicker, because honest, that's the rhythm, my beat rhythm, like of my heart. So I'm like, come on, pick up the pace. However, the surroundings, I say, slow down, Kirkus, come on, where are you going? Like, anytime fast, come on, take back, enjoy, be present.
Totally agree, man. It's been a year and it's literally been a year and 3 days since our last chat, which is quite phenomenal.
Mm. Your hair's grown longer.
It has grown much longer. I went bald in between all this as well. Didn't look good. When we last talked, though, you were talking about you were doing a PhD, which is based on creative thought processes in respect to Māori and Pacifica thinking.
Yes.
and knowledge systems. How are we getting on with that? Are we still in the trenches on that one?
Oh, my goodness. We are moving, okay? Mm-hmm. We've had to rejig a lot of things, move things around, take things out, make more sense, or put more material into the body of work. But we are going to be finishing in, I think, mid next month.
Nice.
For sure. So we're just going to pack it in hard out. So this weekend, we are focusing on that particularly, specifically.
Nice. Oh, nice. I'm really glad to hear, man, because that's such a, such a milestone in the truest sense of the word.
Get it.
Your track Linger, which is from this new Echoes and Embers EP, it went number one on Radioactive FM. On Instagram, I saw that you made a post saying that your dad was a huge fan of Radioactive, and he loves alternative music. Did you grow up listening to alternative radio stations, like student radio stations, through osmosis, I guess?
No, actually, it was more like I grew up with either the church gospel sound in church or just in the house with the family. And it was a lot of R&B hip hop due to my mum and dad. But what they listened to in their young student life, in their teens, early adult years, were those radio stations. So they were like, oh, there was this radio station down there. I really liked them. I wonder if it's still around. And to have walked in there or been asked to come and invited. Bro, my dad was over the moon. He goes, man, is this person still there? Is this guy still DJing? So pretty stoked.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so very sweet. The cover for this new EP, Echoes and Embers, it's a heavily edited photo or rendering of your face with all sorts of creepy critters. We've got all sorts of bugs over on your face, butterflies, beetles, ladybugs, a whole shebang. What is the design of the EP meant to represent with all these bugs?
Man, so love to Lolini, he's the artist who created it. He's like, flick me a photo of you and then I'll just do some art on it. Mm. So he's really good with the pen and art and just design. Each bug, we can say, represents just each of the songs in some way, some form. Mm-hmm. Like the butterfly, just from a caterpillar to a butterfly, moving, surrendering, new life, new vision. Yeah, and just other creepy crawlies in there that you don't like. Like some of the feelings are in these songs as well. Not exposing, but more like vulnerable. Yeah.
Well, I think everyone can fall, you know, not fall prey to, but, you know, we all have sort of a range of emotions in us. Anger, sadness, happy, like, you got to embrace the spectrum. You know? Yeah, pick a bug. Hell yeah, pick a bug, man. I love the imagery on the opener here about a failed romantic venture where you liken yourself to fire and the other to rain. Now you chase echoes through empty space. I love that line. It's so good. I've noticed this imagery of fire and empty spaces shows up on the EP a few times. What are they symbolizing to you on this thing?
Reoccurring pattern. Themes. Coco is fire. She's quite like much. She's muchness. Mm-hmm. And the other was quite not the opposite. Had fire but was more like kind of, I'll see a calm in the storm, peace in the, yeah, in the chaos. But I was trying to find the balance in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always likened myself to fire. Yeah, it's very hot, heavy, quite in your face. And the other side was quite, yeah.
Mellow.
Quieter, mellow, yeah.
Mm.
So it's all about just finding who we were in that moment, that time, and who I was in it, and seeing how he was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just using fire and rain and all the elements, because we're all airbenders here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's what it is, if that makes sense, yeah.
Well, I feel like there's a coming together of these two elements on the track Surrender, which is the end track. It's very peaceful and calming, and I love how during the midpoint of the song, whenever you sing a line, you'll calmly, nonchalantly go, there's like this contrast of passion and then ambivalence and like no ifs given, you know. I love that kind of energy. How did you come up with that delivery style?
I think listening to old school like Flowetry, and I've listened to Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, and when they speak, they're like spoken word feels and between their EPs, like they got their whole big songs and they got their EP or their interludes. Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, the interludes that are more speaking
tone. Yeah, I guess I feel like I guess so. But I mean, on the end track, you'll have a delivery that's very sung, and then immediately there'll be like a following line where you're like, blueberries and bananas. Blueberries and bananas. Blueberries and bananas. You know?
Wow.
On the very end track, I really loved the contrast.
This is what
between.
The Dunedin's giving, yeah? I think. Well, it's probably like a mix of what I was listening to growing up or what I'm inspired by. But I feel when I read it, it had to have a difference, a contrast, or kind of, I don't know, but difference. And people are not really doing, like, I don't hear it. So when I put stuff, or when I create it, it's got to be not of the same. It's got to kind of stick out, like, have its own lane. Be a bit different, left field, no. But yeah,
it's crazy.
I like switching between two and textures and stuff and mucking around with that.
And in a broader sense, you've done that between this EP and the last one, Into the Light, which was much more house driven. This one's far more soul-y kind of textured. Yeah. And what pulled you in that direction?
I feel like it was the feelings that I felt within this, let's say, this relationship at the time, and that time that was held, but that this EP is about, kind of when I was writing, the music felt more laid back, more chill, like not driven by like house beats or any of like that. And I feel like I needed to come back around 360 and write neo soul R&B better than I had before. And I felt that these pieces of work that I've put through, I couldn't have articulated any better. Like probably my best written work that I've done, but it was in this sound. And I couldn't find that anywhere else. Like you could do and I think on my IG there's like mixes of house of these songs, like snippets, and we'll release that later on. But yeah, like for I needed to come out in this sound, in this way, to be articulated strong. Yeah.
Did you spend a lot more time on the production aspect, because it is much more textured, there's more going on?
Yeah, definitely. TKO, producer here in Poneke. So I was just blessed to actually come down here, and I was like, I need these feelings out of my system. So I was looking for a studio, and I went straight in there like about February, I think it was, and then I was just recording straight done it by June. All the whole pieces were there. But yeah. I sidetracked a bit. What was the question again, bro?
I mean, compared to making like kind of a housier sound, which I guess is more repetitive because you're using a beat, versus this this kind of solely R&B sound on here, which is much more layered and whatnot. I assume you spent more time on the production on this thing.
Oh, right. So yeah, and then I went to go and check out some beats from another bro, Yojik. So I was like, actually, it was easy for me to write. So I liked that stuff, and then I went into studio, and it was like, let's do this. Yeah. But I guess the people that were in Tamaki were very, or the DJs I was with there, were like house, lounge, dance. Mm. That was their genre. And my voice just fit in that stuff. And you naturally just go, because you're influenced by who you're surrounded with, right? And it was just some good shit that time. So, and then I moved into this other space that needed its own outlet, and it sounded like this.
That's great. Do you think that...
That's great. Isn't it great, Zach?
It is great. It is great. It is great.
It better be.
It is. I can say for certain. It feels like on the closer, you're making peace with some of the emotions that you, you know, let hang on this EP. But do you find it quite hard to let go? Are you one of those people who can let go quite easy, or do you find it hard? I'm a bit of a clinger. I've held one or two grudges in my time, so I find it really tricky. How about you?
When I release something, I release it fully, wholeheartedly. That's it, done. Mm-hmm. So being true to the emotions that I had at the time, I needed to release it in this way so that I can let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, to the next bro, don't pee me off for this next EP. But again, you know, they may not be around, but thanks for the music. Thanks for inspiring what it is I wrote and how it came, yeah, the arrangements and everything. So that was the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take it in your stride and it informs what you do. And, I can't wait to see what you do next. If you stick with this kind of soul-y sound, or if you go back to house, or if you try something new entirely.
We always switching, eh? We always switching. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's like, why don't you just stick to one? And I go, why?
Yeah.
In your life, are you the same person throughout your life? I'm like, nah, to me, that's not growth. I need to be changing, switching, exploring. You know what I mean?
Mm, totally, totally. Do you have any shows planned in Te Waipounamu anytime soon to celebrate the release of this EP?
Man, I do, and we are trying to plan it for the new year, probably around, I think it's Feb, and February time, once we get Christmas and New Year's out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely here, and in Auckland, so check that when it comes through. I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do you have any, this is just a silly question, but do you have any New Year's plans?
I am a New Year celebratory type. Christmas ain't my jam, to be honest.
Christmas,
right?
Isn't your jam.
I know. Spraying the mistletoes over here. Come on.
That's crazy.
Laka. You better get that off my doorstep. But no, celebratory. We'll see. I think it might be because it's my first year. So I don't know what's happening, like what it's like.
Yeah, I'm going to be having Christmas in Wellington as well. I have no idea what's happening.
No way.
If there's parties going on, or, you know, New Year's, me and my partner just went to a restaurant, had dinner. I think we watched Love Actually or something, and then it was lovely, but I want to be more social this year round.
On it. You know, I was just watching that with the residents the other day.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Movie.
First time?
My thing.
First time?
Yeah. I was like, what are we watching? And they're like, this movie, and it was that.
Love Actually.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit boring. It's cutesy. It's kind of feel good, but not necessarily my jam. Not necessarily my jam.
You have it, Zach.
What, sorry?
You have that.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the program, man. I really appreciate your time.
Amazing.
Do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Oh, man, check it. Like, okay, all right. All on your streaming platforms, but life in general, love and light to everyone. And, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's.
Hell yeah. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much. Take care.
See you.
All right, folks, that was Lakoko. We're talking to her about her new EP, Echoes and Embers, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play the track Moving Shadows from this new EP, and then at 9:30 we'll be joined by Becca Caffin. We're talking to her about her new track, Late Day Sun. So stay tuned for that chat. Here is Lakoko with Moving Shadows. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.